You are sexy. Today I'm going to be showing you how to put the user's mouse wheel to use for games and any kind of interaction in your Flash projects. I'm using ActionScript 3 and I'm working in Flash CS3, that way CS4 and CS5 users can get to my file and easily open it up, as well as CS3 users. Nobody will be blocked off from using this or getting to the files or whatever. And what I'm showing you is how to put the mouse wheel into effect, so the user can use their mouse wheel to interact with your objects on stage, or perhaps you have a volume slider that you want to make wheel interactive on a player or something. You can use it for any dynamic values or use it to manipulate objects on stage like I'm doing here. And the reason why this tutorial is coming at you is because the next tutorial is going to be this Facebook game style board, where people can zoom in and out on their character and all the land, and they can also drag the grid around. First thing, I'm going to set my stage to black, give it a frame rate of 30. Now I'm going to drag, let's make another layer on top. Let's put AS3, because that's where the code will go. Here we'll put site elements. Now on the site elements layer, let's lock the AS3 layer. On the site elements layer, I'm going to put 3 oval primitives. Okay, now I'm going to right click this one, convert to symbol. I'm going to call it blue bar movie clip, and you'll notice I have a center registration set on that. Press OK. This one I'm going to convert to symbol, movie clip, red bar. This one's going to have center registration also. Now this one I'm going to give registration top left. When I create the movie clip out of it, there's yellow bar. I give it a top left registration, you notice. Okay. And you'll see the difference when we interact with that object about centering the registration and having a top left or bottom left, bottom right, top right, whatever, wherever you happen to put it. Okay, so to understand how to use the mouse wheel or allow the user interaction for the mouse wheel in my Flash applications, I went to the help section, Flash help, and in CS3, if you're using CS3, then you'll have help within the application itself, the help guide. If you're using CS4 or CS5, the help tab I think will take you online, which has the same set of data, I believe. But anyways, I searched mouse wheel and it gave me these results. So I clicked on this and I read all about the mouse wheel event, and then I saw the delta property. The delta property indicates how many lines should be scrolled for each unit the user rotates the mouse wheel. A positive delta value indicates an upward scroll. A negative value indicates a downward scroll. So what that means is if the user is scrolling up, we're going to have something that's above zero, a positive number. And then if they're scrolling down, we're going to get a negative number. And I think it's 3 by default. So knowing that we can set mouse event listeners for the mouse wheel here, the mouse wheel event, and utilize this delta property, then we have all we need. All right, let's head on up to the ActionScript 3 layer here. Highlight it, the frame, press F9. Open the scripting panel. First thing we'll do is add event listener to the stage. This is a mouse event dot, let's go down to mouse wheel here, right there. And then comma and the function we want to fire off when they scroll up or down with their mouse wheel. And I'm just going to name my function wheelie. Close that up. Now let's type in function wheelie. This is the event of the mouse event, so we'll get that in there. I just want to open up my curly brace for my function and then close it off. Now this is going to be mouse event, so let's copy that. So let's right here, let's type in event colon mouse event. Now, like I said, we can get to that delta property. So what we'll do is first, above this event listener, let's make a couple of variables here. Let's make var, and let's call this delta var. This is going to be integer, and so that one's initialized. Delta var variable has been initialized as an integer type. And this one is going to be zoom amount, the amount that we want, the value of the amount that we want things to, the objects we interact with, how much we want those things to change. That's what that value is. And we'll play with that number a little. I'll show you what it does. Now we have our variables set up. So what we're going to do inside of the function is we're going to take the delta variable, which by default has no value yet, but it's set as an integer type. We're going to use the event.delta property. So that is the delta property of this wheel event that's happening while the user's mouse wheeling. The delta property of this event. So all we have to do is type in something like red ball. Let's take the red ball for instance. Dot width plus equal. Now let's put in zoom amount right there. So it's going to make it 20 bigger on the width. Now if we want the height to also, here, let's test this out and see if it works. Let's put our mouse on top of the red ball and zoom with the mouse wheel. You see how the width expands. And you'll notice that it's only growing. What I'm going to do is put a conditional, an if and else condition statement here inside of this function that's going to evaluate whether the mouse wheel delta value is true or false. And actually you can trace right here, let's trace the delta value or the delta var value every time the mouse wheels, and I'll show you what happened. Press Control Enter. So every time my mouse wheel, we get output. See? It's a positive 3. So let me wheel down now. See? Negative 3. Okay, so what we can do is take that delta var that we get, knowing that if it's going to be above 0, a positive number, that means they're scrolling up. And if it's going to be below 0, which is a negative 3, that means they're scrolling down. We can utilize that information and program with it. But like I said, if you want the red ball to be uniform, you just make the height. So there's height. Now it should grow uniformly. Yep. Okay, now we'll program in the logic we need to make it shrink up or down in size, or control our values going up or down. So right here, we're going to type in an if statement, nest it off, and then else. We're also going to give that, let's just say else if, just to demonstrate what's going on to you guys the best way possible. And inside of this if condition, it's going to be, if this delta var happens to be greater than 0, that means they're scrolling up, remember? So if delta var is greater than 0, execute code here. Else if delta var is less than 0, let's just swap this around, the less than sign, then we put code there. So what we'll do is grab this where we had the width and height adjusting on the ball whenever we mouse wheel. Let's grab that code. And this is going to be if they're scrolling up. So let's put that one there. And if it's less than 0, that means they're scrolling down. Let's put this here, but we're going to change these to say minus equals. So we say plus equals and minus equals here within these. That way it doesn't change its original size before they start mouse wheeling. That way it retains the size, basically. Just kind of compounds, adds to, or takes away from the current size. So now let's take a look at what happens. It grows and shrinks according. Now I'm scrolling up, I'm scrolling down. Scrolling up, scrolling down. Now another thing you can realize is that this will work for any object. You'll notice I have three objects there. So what we can do to make it work for all three dynamically is just type in event.target. So let's replace wherever it says red ball. Event.target, event.target, event.target. Now you'll see that all three interact in the way it's programmed to. And you'll notice that, remember, we set the registration top left on this one so it doesn't zoom from center. It doesn't zoom in and out from center, that one. You'll notice these, we made center registration upon creating the movie clip, so it has a center zoom in and out. This one has a top left registration, so that's how it zooms in and out. But that's how we use the mouse wheel event and set up a listener for it and a function. And within that function, you saw how we can access the event.delta. Hope that proves helpful to some of you guys, and we'll see you next lesson where we'll mess around making that zoom in and out, drag, board around type game.